USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is slightly higher this month. The University of Michigan's early reading for October edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. However, more Americans remain gloomy when it comes to the outlook for inflation. Speaking in London on Friday, UK Prime Minister Liz Truss speaks about replacing the country's finance minister after his plan to cut taxes sent their currency plummeting in value. Nevertheless, Prime Minister Truss says the mission remains the same.
My priority is making sure we deliver the economic stability that our country needs.
Climate activists went after a famous painting at the National Gallery in London.
Climate activists have resorted to attempted violence to advance their narrative. Video footage shows two people in Stop Oil t-shirts opening tomato soup tins and throwing the contents on the masterpiece, Van Gogh's Sunflowers, at the National Gallery in London. The two then glued their hands to the wall. The Metropolitan Police said two people have been arrested. The gallery said the painting was covered by glass and therefore not damaged. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Homeowners associations can be a benefit, but according to some, they're ruining Halloween. A recent survey from Home Advisor shows people who live under HOAs have more negative things to say about them than positive. Two out of three homeowners say holiday decoration restrictions are too strict when it comes to getting into Halloween or Christmas spirit. Most of the people surveyed say they would rather live without an HOA, saying it causes them regular stress. Wall Street ends the week on a negative note. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 403 points to close at 29,634. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Florida communities are still recovering from the impact of Hurricane Ian, but some residents are having trouble getting the assistance they need to repair or rebuild their homes. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says residents may be getting denied because of a lack of information and shares how they can resolve it.
Just see what they're looking for. You can go to the DRCs. We've got a number of disaster recovery centers now up in Southwest Florida, actually throughout the affected counties, even beyond Southwest Florida. People can there. They can help you get through this process.
FEMA says it's put at least $270 million back into the pockets of Florida hurricane victims. The father of a Parkland, Florida school shooting victim says the gunman avoiding the death sentence is beyond him.
I thought I was prepared to hear anything yesterday, but I think that may well have been because I expected to hear the death sentence.
Fred Gutenberg said after the trial, constantly for the past 3 months, he can't believe a juror who heard the testimony wouldn't decide the death penalty was appropriate. Russian plans to finish its repairs to the Crimea Bridge by July of next year. A decree published on the Russian government's portal says the country appointed a company as the sole contractor for the bridge's restoration. The bridge was damaged by an explosion last weekend, which Russia blames on Ukraine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.